Kansas State Nation, another podcast of the Portal Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer, real quick, on this Sunday. Yes, it's been kind of a busy day recording for the Portal Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports here in KC, Missouri. This will probably come out, this tennis edition will come out. We'll talk basketball at some point tomorrow. At some point, I said. But for right now, I'm about to head over to watch party, watch Super Bowl here. So by the time this rolls out, obviously you will know the outcome by now of Super Bowl 58 between the Kansas City Chiefs, your Kansas City Chiefs, and the San Francisco 49ers. But for right now, let's turn our attention quickly to tennis, women's tennis here, as they wrapped up a little road trip there. They did lose. Wait a minute, on a second here. Yeah, they were in Alabama yesterday. K-State women's team knocked off Alabama in a sweep 4-0 on Alabama's tennis facility there. Now, K-State now did lose to Alabama, but rallied back and beat Indiana there with a doubles point. First since facing South Dakota back in January, late January, and then Indiana could not keep up, obviously, there as well here. Now, I'm going to go straight to the sets here. I'm not going to butcher anything else here, but Jordan Smith following the match yesterday there on bouncing back. They did lose to Alabama yesterday, but Jordan Smith very impressed with the bounce back of his little squad yesterday, saying, quote, happy with how we handled things overall. This weekend, we played tough on both days. Indiana is a tough team. Winning the doubles mat point was big for us, and we carried momentum into singles. Proud of this fight in this group, end quote there. Kansas State 4, Indiana nothing after getting beat by Alabama. Let me see if I can get that real quick here on the Portal Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports, Eddie Greer III. Oh, damn. They lost by 1-4-3 on Friday and then rallied back. So that's the kind of bounce back that you want right there. Resiliency is what you want to call it. And we'll probably see that here in a Super Bowl here at points. I made a prediction on, which your podcast is out now. The Sunday edition was out right now. Go back and listen to it if you not have already on that. So I made a prediction there. So you're going to have to go back and check that out. But yeah, awesome job by this women's team here. And we're just going to go right down through the singles competition here. Vanessa Suarez, the number one, defeated Schneider in straight sets. Manimi Yukita also, well, actually, this match got unfinished because of the doubles point. Well, maybe I get to understand this whole unfinished business. But Yukita's match was unfinished, number two spot. Veronica Kohava beat Sabi Nanini. That was terrible. That match was unfinished, but this one counted. Charlotte Kettle of Kansas State beat Elizabeth Dubok. Let's see, in straight sets, 6-2, 6-3. Margot Lugu in the number five spot. Also in straight sets, knocked off her opponent in straight sets in exact same fashion, 6-2, 6-3. And then number six of Teresa Pokalvov, her match got unfinished there as well. The doubles match that got counted here. Let's see. Indiana won a match doubles point here, but it was Kuhova and Prokovalov beating the doubles point there up Indiana 6-2. And then Morlugu and Grikita won their doubles point there against their opponent there, Sarah Lahili here and Elizabeth Donich 7-5. Yeah, I probably said that a little different back there as well, so I know I'm just blitzing through it there because, yeah, I got to get on rolling here. But K-State women's tennis. Boy, we're bouncing around a little bit different here this weekend on this podcast here. Talking tennis, track. Here the last several days, I did not get the last tennis recap. I'm just going to get that up as well this week so we can get that caught up as well. But awesome there. The next time the women's tennis, your 5-2 Kansas State women's tennis team, 5-2 on the season. Now, goes back home to Manhattan, Kansas next weekend to take on Fordham at Body First Tennis Center. That is near Annenberg Park right there. So, congratulations to Jordan Smith's team. well over 500 to begin the season there. So not too shabby for them. And we got to give a shout out real quick. Speaking of football, we got to give a shout out real quick. I didn't even miss. Not to miss Felix and Duke Uzoma. Your first year, first round, drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to the Super Bowl. You don't see this every day now. You don't see this every year now. But hey, some rookie, hey, you get lucky. I mean, lucky might be a little bit of a toss word there on that. But hey, sometimes you end up with a good team and you get the best of it. And Felix definitely, he grew up a Chiefs fan. You got drafted by your dream team and you're going to the Super Bowl. You know, you do not, that those stars do not align every now and then. So congratulations there. Almost left that out, but I'm glad that I thought about it before this game came to a close there as well. So congratulations there on that. And I'm about 5 minutes away from shutting the mic down for the Sunday and getting out and getting on the road to the KC Super Bowl watch party. So yeah, definitely. But by the time you hear this podcast, you know results of that football game. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas City sports. You can find it wherever podcasts are found. We are proud to be a part of the Kansas State family of podcasts. Whether you're listening that of Go Power Cat, whether that's Three Mon, whether that's Bosco's Boys, Aggieville Alley Cats, getting it done as well. Pearl Project Podcast on that list as well. If you're not subscribed to it as well, we appreciate it if you do that as well. We've been in and out, moving, trying to get settled, new job and everything else, trying to get right for the upcoming rest of the year, the new year, 2024. We are a month and a half into the 2024 campaign as well. So if you're not subscribed already, please do that as well here, as we'll be talking men's basketball, their loss on the road here at some, it'll come on at some point. I don't know when, because I've recorded quite a bit of content here today on Super Bowl Sunday. So with, of course, the Chiefs about to take the field here in another, guessing maybe 40-ish minutes from right now. So very, very excited about that, and possibly working on another podcasting project here very, very soon. Not Kansas State. Well, it is KC related, but not K-State related. It's not Chiefs related as well. So stay tuned on that. I'm working on the details on that note as well. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Big thanks to Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. I am hopeful to get a recording of a bonus edition very soon on that front. You can find that on our extra channel, specifically on Podbean. You're not going to find that on our main channel, which, well, our main channel is on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. But this specifically, bonus channel, is specifically on Podbean. You want to find that. Type in my name, Eddie Greer, E-D-D-I-E-G-R-I-E-R, for more information on that. That's going to wrap things up for this women's tennis edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Go Cats. You have been listening to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats.